President Bush held talks with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today, the latest in a series of meetings as Mr. Bush prepares an announcement on Mideast policy. Arab leaders have been hoping Mr. Bush will take a bigger role in peacemaking and lay out clear steps toward a Palestinian state. But the president's statements after today's meeting seem to dash those hopes, as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
As has happened before, Prime Minister Sharon's travel plans to Washington were changed by yet another suicide bombing at home. This time, he postponed his trip a day, arriving early Sunday. After meeting with Mr. Bush and before the two men had lunch, Sharon repeated his refusal to engage in political negotiations with the Palestinians for now.
Of course, in order to achieve peace in the Middle East, first of all, we have to have their security. It should be a full cessation of terror, hostilities, and incitement. And of course, we must have a partner for negotiations. At the present time, we don't see yet a partner. We hope it will be a partner there.
Sharon has dismissed Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat as irrelevant, and several of his cabinet ministers have openly called for exiling him. Just hours before Sharon met with Mr. Bush, Israeli tanks again encircled Arafat's battered compound in Ramallah and imposed a curfew in the city. The army said the raid was intended to arrest terrorists and prevent wanted men from taking refuge in Arafat's quarters. President Bush had no real condemnation of the move. When asked about Israel's now almost daily incursions into Palestinian-ruled areas, he invoked Israel's right to defend itself. At their news conference, Mr. Bush was asked whether he thought Arafat should be exiled.
I don't think Mr. Arafat's the issue. I think the issue is the Palestinian people. And as I have expressed myself, I am disappointed that he is not led in such a way that the Palestinian people have hope and confidence. And so therefore, what we've got to do is work to put institutions in place which will allow for a government to develop, which will bring confidence not only to the Israelis but the Palestinians.
A White House spokesman later clarified that Mr. Bush does not believe exiling Arafat is a solution. This weekend, the president rejected Egypt's proposal to set a timetable for achieving a final peace deal. He has repeatedly mentioned the possibility of convening a Mideast conference this summer in Europe, and Arab leaders had hoped that could at least revive peace talks. But when asked about such a conference today, Mr. Bush played down expectations.
See, the conditions aren't even there yet. That's because no one has confidence in the emerging Palestinian government.
The president again called for major reforms within Arafat's Palestinian Authority.
Well, that's going to require security steps, transparency when it comes to economic matters, anti-corruption devices, rule of law enforced by a court system.
Under such pressure for reforms, Arafat yesterday announced a new streamlined cabinet, but its first meeting was canceled after the Israeli tanks moved into Ramallah. In all his Mideast consultations, Mr. Bush still has not met with Yasser Arafat or any other Palestinian official. Asked about this, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the president likes to meet with those who've earned his faith and trust. Fleischer said Mr. Bush feels it's time to move the Middle East conflict to a political discussion and said the president had urged Israel Sharon to see the political horizon. Toward this end, Mr. Bush is expected to issue a Mideast policy statement soon. But after hearing such diametrically opposed positions from key players, it's not clear what common ground he could forge to move ahead. After today's news conference, one analyst said he may not even try. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.